The following program has been furnished and paid by Nathan P. Ross, CPA, and KSEV is not responsible for its content or the products or services offered.
Welcome to the Be a Planner Show with Nathan Ross, CPA, a show that helps you learn how planners can generate significantly more wealth now. Nathan will answer your questions about business or personal finance, or how to increase current cash flows and generate retirement savings to make sure you're on the right path, and so much more. Whatever your financial goal, Nathan can get you there faster. And now, here's your host, Nathan Ross.
It is Sunday, January 30th, first time this specific episode will run, and I appreciate you listening in. For those of you that have been listening since we started the show right towards the end of last year, and of course this particular show is one that we simply focus on real estate private partnership syndications. And for those of you that don't know about the benefits of that particular asset space, it's interesting. This past, it's been, I guess, 1st of December, actually. I just finally got around to going through this report that came out December 8th, I believe. CBRE, I think it's the largest real estate I don't know what to call them. They're brokerage, they're lenders, they do market studies. They're the big kahuna in the real estate space. And I know here in Bangkok, Thailand, where I'm sitting today, they've got a huge, they're the largest broker here too, just like they are, I'm pretty sure, in Houston. And so when they speak, it's kind of like the E.F. Hutton commercials back in the day. For those of you that are my age, you know, when E.F. Hutton spoke, everybody listened, supposedly. Well, when CBRE makes a call on the state of the real estate market, I think bottom line is that most people pay attention. And so their report is broken down into assorted sections, you know, office, retail, multifamily, hotels, data centers, industrial. It's interesting how some of these categories that they track now, like data centers, I'm presuming if you backed up 20 years, you know, you wouldn't have seen data centers being covered. Just like here, I noticed in some of the reporting I see locally, the co-working space is a category, which that's really, to me, that's dramatic that in a city the size of Bangkok, you got 14 million people here. I've never seen a skyline that compares. I mean, it's unbelievable. I know there are some, by the way. I just haven't been in those cities. I'm sure China's got some that do. But in any event, it's rather amazing to me that co-working office space has become a big enough segment to be delineated out of the total office space. But anyway, the multifamily market, which is chapter 6 of this report, and by the way, this report is easily attainable. If you go to the CBRE website, just CBRE.com, it is front and center. You can't miss it. It takes up the whole screen. And if you'll go to the sixth chapter, that's the one that deals with multifamily. And so anyway, we'll come back momentarily and talk about this. But first, I wanted to spend a little time talking about, again, what we do with this show. I want to make sure for folks that feel like you're, you know, behind the eight ball with either wealth creation or retirement savings, that you really should check out the multifamily private partnership asset space, because it's a new paradigm. And, you know, you can catch up much faster with these types of assets typically than you can with assorted others. And I know I've had clients for 20 years now that are investing in these particular projects, primarily multifamily, and that's our focus here, although we've got clients that also invest in industrial or in some cases hotels, and there's other asset spaces certainly, but multifamily is what I would call the sweet spot. I don't know that I would refer to it as low-hanging fruit, but let's just say it's one of the real estate models that is in demand. And I think once we go through some of these numbers that are in the CBRE report, you'll understand that 2022 looks like it'll be a record setting year in some measures. One thing I wanted to mention, one of the really, in my mind, important things to understand as you sit here today is just how much this particular access to this particular asset space has changed. And, if you backed up two or three years, forget about going back further. It was always the case when I started investing in these assets back in 2003. You really had to join what I would call a membership platform to get access to these investments. But here in the last couple years, there's been a huge shift. And, normal people, without joining a membership of an investor platform or a mentor group, they go by different names. You hear them on the radio. In fact, there's several of them right here on this station. And just understand that, they don't really talk about the cost to join those groups. And I'll just tell you, it's a $20,000 price tag, which that may shock some of my listeners, but it really shouldn't shock you. I mean, they provide a certain value, kind of like the travel agents still do if they're still in business. They provide, I suppose, a certain kind of value, although I think most of us have realized that in this day and time, we can go online and locate and, find our options for a ticket to a destination and back, and we can actually buy it while we're, online. And so I'm going to suggest to you that it's not required anymore, and I think that, the lack of access in the olden days created, a misperception that, it takes wealth, significant wealth, to be able to, participate in these types of transactions. And I would suggest to you that most people, or at least most of the clients we work with, they may not be millionaires yet. Some of them are. But, most of them have funds within reach if they only understood how to access them. And I'm referring specifically to the 401k that you participate in with your employer and or IRAs, 403bs, 457. These assorted plans are able to be accessed for investment capital for many people well before they're 59 and a half or quit their job. We're getting ready to come up to a break here, and we'll be back in about 5 minutes, or 2 or 3 minutes, I guess. And if you want to call in with questions today, 281-558-5738. We'll be right back.
Don't be confused. The way is clear.
Got a question for Nathan? Phone lines are open. Call now, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV. The Syndication Math Show with Nathan Ross, CPA, focuses exclusively on helping investors understand the current options for investing. The syndication arena has changed. You can now take advantage of direct online investing options without expensive upfront membership fees. Nathan Ross, CPA, discusses these options and more, including the math involved with partnership selection, reporting, and performance. On the Syndication Math Show with Nathan Ross, CPA, Sundays at 7 a.m. right here on KSEV.
Universal Propane Grill and Light is where all the grill masters shop for top-tier quality products to barbecue or cook a great piece of meat. Owner Bob Fulton always emphasizes to me the importance of selling a great quality product, whether it's a new grill or one of the many outdoor kitchen accessories. Don't be fooled by buying products online. I assure you, you're not getting what you're paying for. Stop by Universal Propane Grill and Light and allow Bob Fulton to explain and inform you on true quality products. With the huge showroom floor at Universal Propane Grill and Light, you're able to get a hands-on education. Universal Propane Grill and Light stands behind their products. No knockoffs that will corrode, break down, and fall apart after a few uses. Shop where all the grill masters go. Universal Propane Grill and Light, 9106 FM 1960 West, just west of 249. Give Bob a call today at 281-894-8878 or visit their website, gasgrillwarehouse.com. Universal Propane Grill and Light.
There wasn't nothing but a heartache in the middle of a bad dream. Like I took on the whole world, and I never had a chance, girl. And Lord, I tried to be forgiving, but getting by don't mean you're living. And on that highway going nowhere was an exit overdue.
Welcome back to the Be a Planner Syndication Mass Show. We were talking earlier before the break about the CBRE report that I'm going to spend some time on. Before I do that, though, you know, if folks are interested in trying to understand how their current resources can be accessed or could be used to invest in this asset space, and again, just before the break, I was indicating that most of my clients, at least, have funds in their IRAs and 401k accounts that they aren't quite sure, or maybe they've never heard that you could take control of those funds and invest them directly into these real estate private partnership syndications. And when I go over some of the numbers here in a minute, it might get you, you know, excited enough to realize that, hey, maybe you need to take a look at these investment assets as opposed to index funds, mutual funds, you know, et cetera. And, you know, not to say you have to jump all in, but for those of you that have, you know, $200,000, $300,000, $400,000 sitting in a 401 that may, like a couple of my clients just here recently have told me before, you know, they came to me, you know, they're tired of watching the drops, and I mean just recently, like a couple weeks ago. You know, one gentleman was down, I think, 10 or 15%, which, you know, that's a lot of money, or it can be. It was in his case, and so he decided, okay, now it's time to get started on seriously focused on retirement and building my funds to where it's going to generate more than enough money for me to live on. And of course, all of us, whether you realize it or not, are facing a longevity risk. You know, the IRS just updated their life expectancy tables here a week or two ago, and, you know, most males are going to live, according to the IRS, they're going to live to 85, 86. Females are a couple years more than that, I think 87, 88. And so when you think about it, the prospect of you outliving your money versus your money outliving you becomes very real. And then you layer on top of that what will happen if you're one of the 52% of all American couples that are or that encounter a long-term health care issue or a chronic illness. And, you know, the one article that got my attention a year or so ago pegged the number that you would, as a couple, incur to be somewhere in the $880,000+ range. And I know that's a real number because I've dealt with my own family. My father passed away just over a year ago, and 1 month in the assisted nursing facility, if you extrapolate that out over 10 years, he alone would have been over $800,000. So it's a real scenario, and more and more people are focused on it. And it's not necessary to go buy specific life insurance. A specific long-term health care insurance policy. There's several cash value type policies that you can purchase where you can put a rider on those coverages to provide you with long-term health care, chronic illness coverage if you need it. And if you do, you can tap the death benefit in advance of passing to pay for those costs. It's much more tax efficient and cash flow optimal scenario than simply paying expensive long-term health care premiums. But in any event, if you do or are interested in perhaps working with us, you can go to the beaplanner.com website. That's BEAPLANNER.com, and you'll see at the top right some links. There's a link to our intake forms. There's also a link to a call scheduler, and both of those can get you access to one or more of myself or my associates, depending on what the topic is, and we'll be happy to try to help you understand if we can help you based on what your objectives are. But we need to understand your objectives and understand your current resources, understand how you define retirement, when you think you're going to need to access the funds. And by the way, that could be next week. I mean, once you control your money, you're perfectly able to have your 401 send you a recurring payment as long as you're ready to pay tax on it and penalty if you happen to be under 59 and a half. So, again, controlling your money, investing in real estate, and as Marvin Zindler used to say when he would sign off every Friday night, do whatever makes you happy. And some people's case, it might be retiring, if that's a real word, or it might just be going golfing every day, going fishing, traveling the world. There's a lot of things that make people happy. But in any event, the first step to work with us would be to get us the intake forms, and then we'll be happy to help you understand how to deploy your capital. Let's talk about the report now. It's the Chapter 6 of the U.S. Real Estate Market Outlook 2022. And the big bold lead is the multifamily sector is set for a record-breaking 2022 amid solid fundamentals and heightened investor interest. With tremendous liquidity and a growing range of debt options available, multifamily pricing will be as strong as ever. And just a few bullets, and then we can go into more details. I've got my list here. The total, when you look at the statistics on multifamily occupancy, multifamily, the dollar amount of investment, the number of units, new units that'll be delivered in 2022. They're just every indicator's up for the most part. There's 300 plus thousand units that'll be delivered in 2022. And for context, deliveries have averaged 206,000 units since 2010. And if you back up further, 171,000 per year since 1994. That's a big increase, and I guess it reflects pent-up demand. I hope it does, because we've been through what happens when the supply outstrips the demand. And, you know, having lived in Houston for long enough to see the mid-80 crash and then 2009-10 and several other valleys, not quite as substantial as those two, you know, it's not a good thing when you don't have enough people to soak up the new units coming online. The forecast for multifamily occupancy is to remain above 95% for the foreseeable future. That's a stout number. And with nearly 7% growth in net effective rents for next year. Now, all of these statistics sound wonderful, but understand this doesn't mean it's every possible project you might decide to invest in, right? And so, you know, this is why we look at these transactions. We try to understand the nature of the projections that are being used, what type of top-line rental growth for the specific transaction we're looking at for you or others is utilized, and you know, look at other common sense things like which submarket are we in. As an example, I reviewed a transaction that was in Pasadena here recently, and by the way, I'm from Pasadena, so any comments I make here shouldn't be taken as a criticism. It's simply an observation that I noticed that kind of jumped out at me when I saw two apartment buildings or complexes on Red Bluff. I can't remember if it's Red Bluff Highway. I believe it may be called Highway. In any event, you know, that were built almost before I was born. I was born in 1960. Those buildings were there in 61. And you know, they're located very close, if you know where Red Bluff is and Beltway 8, very close to that area. So you're not far from the Highway 225 with all the refinery jobs and assorted other, you know, economic opportunities, I'm going to call it. But when I reviewed the transaction and noticed that the top-line rental growth was projected to go up 20 to 25%, over a four-year period, I believe it was, and I think, if I'm not mistaken, the property was 90-plus percent occupied, projected to be at acquisition. I'm thinking there's no way, no how, that a 60-year-old complex, I don't care how nice you make it, is going to have the fish swimming in that pond that will pay an extra $200 to $250 rents. I mean, I'm not saying it can't happen. I'm just saying it's not likely. We'll pick you up on this concept when we come back from the break. We'll be back to the Be a Planner Syndication Mass Show with Nathan Ross. Number for questions is 281-558-5738.
Want to be a part of the conversation? Phone lines are open. Call now, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV. BeAPlanner.com wants to ask you, when's the last time your tax pro called with a way to save you taxes? Seriously, do you want to work with a planner or a reporter? A planner knows which tax code sections are the best wealth accumulation tools. Less tax, more profit. Learn more at BeAPlanner.com. Or tune in each Saturday at 5 p.m. for the Be a Planner Show with CPA Nathan Ross right here on AM 700 KSEV.
Your smartphone is now your radio. All you need is a KSEV app. And with one click, you're listening to KSEV. Anytime, anywhere. No static, no boundaries. Go to the Android Marketplace or the iPhone App Store. Search KSEV. Select the KSEV app. It's free and it only takes a couple of minutes. Listen to KSEV. It's easy with the KSEV app. More details at KSEVradio.com.
What's worse than a roof that leaks? A roof that leaks after you've spent hundreds of dollars to repair it. This is Deb Tejada from Tejas Roofing and Contracting, Houston's number one roofing and contracting company.
We get calls all the time from people who have used fly-by-night contractors to repair their storm damage. They spend a day on the roof, collect your money, and you never hear from them again.
And the roof still leaks. Why put yourself through that? Use a contractor with a verifiable history of experience. Tejas Roofing and Contracting, A-plus rated by the BBB, certified master elite contractors with GAF.
Our experienced crews have been working together, repairing and replacing roofs in Houston for over 37 years. This work is top-notch, and the roof won't leak. The cleanup is second to none. You won't even know we've been there.
Go to TejasRoofing.com or call us at 281-251-0304. When you need roofing repairs, a new roof, or remodeling, call us at Tejas Roofing. 281-251-0304.
KSEV and its advertisers want to thank you, the listeners, for all your continued support. Without you supporting our advertisers, there would not be a Voice of Texas. We stand behind our clients, and if you're looking to boost and grow your business, join the great team at KSEV and its loyal audience by calling a member of our sales staff at 281-588-4800. That's 281-588-4800. KSEV, loyal listeners and dependable advertisers, are the Voice of Texas.
Okay, welcome back to the Be a Planner Syndication Mass Show with Nathan Ross, CPA. And I was just before the break, I was talking about how, you know, when we review the private placement memorandums and or the operating agreements that are associated with most, if not all, of the syndication investments that our clients undertake, we try to look at assumption sets and understand, you know, that they're rational. And I guess one thing that I would suggest to you when you're considering these on your own is that, a 20 to 25% top line rental growth is not necessarily, inconceivable, but when you're 90%+ occupied at acquisition and you're dealing with an asset that's at best, you know, maybe a class C plus, even though, you know, I think in this case, the syndicator was planning on putting what I often refer to as quote wood like end quote flooring in and new appliances and, you know, all the things that you would think of as an update. But that said, it's still a 60+ year old property, and it's still in a submarket that might not be thought of as one of the better areas in Houston. And that's, again, I grew up there. I owned real estate there until recently, and I understand the area, and I know there's a spot in the market for those properties. I think there's a limit to how many people that are in that type of housing now will stick around once you raise the rents $200 to $250 a month based on these enhancements. And I don't think there's enough fish swimming in that pond to fill those properties back up anytime soon. But in any event, I don't want to deviate too far from this report. A couple of notable things that you'll find if you put your hands on the report is there's a subtitle from urban to suburban and back again. And effectively, they're talking about how the projected growth in urban effective rents in 2022 will be a bit higher, 8%, as opposed to the 7% I mentioned earlier. And the the confluence of factors that are driving that. And you know, again, I'm not going to go into those, but I think this report is obviously worth putting your hands on. One of the things that's just amazing to me, again, from my perch, watching these transactions for 20 years now, they project a rise from $213 billion in 2021 of investments. Folks like yourself, much of it's you know, private real estate partnerships. It's projected to go up by over 30 billion, 234 billion. And 2022. That is amazing to me. And again, I've been working in this space for quite some time, and I just, you know, it's hard to fathom how this asset space has just been really very well exploited, or the syndicators have exploited it's, and I'm referring to the crowdfunding rules. You know, the crowdfunding rules came out a number of years ago. You know, the Obama administration released the first wave, and then they've liberalized somewhat since then. And it's just hard to fathom how many investors have come into that space to provide the capital that's necessary to undertake these transactions. And it's not just the mom and pops. Obviously, private equity has rushed in as well, and it's all providing a significant influx of money to allow these transactions to be done. You know, there is apparently there's a projection in this report that Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae, the two housing agencies that provide what we call agency debt for these transactions, have raised the cap on what they're looking to fund up to $78 billion, which still means there's plenty of room for investor money if you compare the numbers I just mentioned. But that shows some strong liquidity and strong value growth compared to even 2021. I don't have those numbers handy for 2021, but there's more money available now than there was, I believe, in 2021. Now, you know, obviously the money supply may tighten a bit as the Fed backs off of the quantitative easing and starts raising rates. But, you know, I don't know that that's going to happen fast enough to reduce, you know, the liquid multifamily debt capital markets, based on what, you know, we see with not just the traditional lending sources like the agencies, but also you've got significant money from what we would call alternative lenders like debt funds and mortgage REITs that, you know, will further stabilize and likely, maybe, I don't know if I should use the word likely, but maybe even compress the cap rates. Even as interest rates rise, it's a bit of a strange scenario that we found ourselves in right now with the debt market. And you would think that the cap rates, and actually I do think the cap rates will go up, but I'm not nearly as smart as CBRE is, or the people that did this report. And they're suggesting that the cap rates might even compress. And I presume that has something to do with asset quality. I'm not quite sure how to explain that, and I have not read the entirety of this report. They may seek to do that. And so moving further into the report, there's some comments about the investment strategies for 2022 and some comments that I think they're very general. They can apply to every year I've ever seen a report in the multifamily space, but I'll mention them nonetheless. Multifamily investment strategy relies on a balance between risk and reward. Okay, that's pretty much most of life. Most asset classes would fit that. Class A assets in urban areas, particularly in gateway areas, or gateway cities, I'm sorry, present tremendous opportunities. Okay, that's some more general advice. These markets were hit hard during the pandemic-led downturn, but have the most favorable outlook over the near and medium term. However, they also present some downside risk and new domestic migration patterns. And I would agree with what little we've seen of that in the Houston area and Dallas areas. That's possible, I suppose. But if you look at New York, California, et cetera, that certainly fits. Lower risk, lower reward markets include strong secondary ones that were less affected by the pandemic. Atlanta, Dallas, Denver, Philadelphia are expected to offer more modest income and appreciation returns compared with some of the what we would call the gateway markets. Markets with increased regulation, particularly those with newer proposed rent controls, this is pretty obvious, limit the income opportunities from rental growth and require greater operational efficiencies to drive NOI. NOI would be net operating income. And, of course, for those of you that have listened to us in the past, you understand that the way you make money in the apartment business as an owner is by finding a way to increase the net operating income. Net operating income paired with cap rates, which is what an investor demands to earn on their money, is how we value, how we trade apartment investments. So NOI, your goal is to always increase it. It's never to decrease NOI, unless you're a buyer and you're thinking you've got the magic sauce to turn that around once you can get your hands on it. In any event, I think of all the stats, the one that to me is just remarkable is the $234 billion in new investment. And I don't know if that means we got a lot of smart investors that are driving that, or God forbid it's another bubble, which we've certainly seen in the last 10 years, I guess. So in any event, I think the other thing that's kind of interesting that this report brings up is the rise of single-family rentals and how there's been such an increase in demand for single-family properties, and to the extent where it's, as you know, if you've looked for a single-family home lately to live in, it's very difficult to find those, and you're paying top dollar. In fact, in most cases, or many cases, I shouldn't say most, but many cases, it's taking offers that are 10 to 15, maybe 20% over the ask, over the listing price, to successfully, have an offer accepted. It's crazy in some markets. So, in any event, I think the single family market obviously impacts apartments. That said, it's harder for people that might be looking for their first home to afford them. So I guess it depends on which area you're in and what your other resources are, what the supply and demand is specific to a local area, that would determine how impactful the single family rental market will be. But I know in Houston, San Antonio, Dallas, Austin, et cetera, the single family supply and demand has just been so strong from a demand standpoint. It's really driven prices up. Lastly, the office occupancy is really an interesting space. We'll talk about that a little bit maybe when we come back. There's a few stats here that are relevant. We'll be back in a few minutes with the Be a Planner Syndication Mass Show with Nathan Ross, CPA.
Right to me.
Want to be a part of the conversation? Phone lines are open. Call now, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV. BeAPlanner.com wants to ask you, when's the last time your tax pro called with a way to save you taxes? Seriously, do you want to work with a planner or a reporter? A planner knows which tax code sections are the best wealth accumulation tools. Less tax, more profit. Learn more at BeAPlanner.com or tune in each Saturday at 5 p.m. for the Be A Planner Show with CPA Nathan Ross right here on AM 700 KSEV.
Catch Chris X Radio weekdays at 4, right here on AM 700 KSEV.
We're now officially 1 year into the Biden hole. Let's take a look at Sleepy Joe's greatest accomplishments.
But there's beginning this effort.
God help us all.
Let's go, Brandon. I agree.
Chris X Radio, weekdays 4 till 6, right here on the Voice of Texas.
From annual checkups to managing chronic conditions, taking care of your health should always be a priority. At Houston Methodist, our primary care doctors are available to provide personalized care for you and your family safely. We offer a variety of convenient ways to get care from us, from same-day sick visits to extended hours at select locations. And we are taking every precaution to keep you safe during your visit. Choose your doctor or schedule online at houstonmethodist.org/stayhealthy.
You're driving down the road and suddenly your check engine light comes on. Your mind immediately begins to race. Is this serious? What does this mean? Am I about to break down? Who can I trust to repair this properly without being taken advantage of? Hi, this is Rona from Skeeter's Auto Service, home of the Texas Car Doctor Radio Show, where old-fashioned, unparalleled customer service meets the latest in technology. We're not going to overcharge you or sell you what you don't need. We're not going to keep your car for days on end, and we will always try to give you options that fit your budget. My dad always taught us, do the right thing for the right reasons, work hard, and success will always follow. We pride ourselves in doing just that each and every day at Skeeter's Auto Service. Check us out at skeetersauto.com, like us on Facebook, or give us a call at 281-469-1152.
God knows where. I guess I'll know when I get there. I'm learning to fly around the clouds. But what goes up must come down.
Okay, welcome back to the Be A Planner Syndication Mass Show with Nathan Ross. Just before the break, we were talking about the CBRE real estate report that was released last month. And the last comment I wanted to make involved office space. And the tie-in they make is back to the urban multifamily demand, which... I'm not disputing. Again, these guys are the smart guys in the room. It's certainly not me. But they claim that return to the office will spur urban demand. Now, that comes on top of an article I read a couple days ago. I should have noted the source that listed more than a few big companies that have decided they're not going back to the office. They're, and I shouldn't say... I guess big. I mean, these were companies that had several hundred employees, so obviously it's not AT&T or Apple, folks like that. But in any event, the quote here is, rising office occupancy will boost urban multifamily demand. We project that U.S. office workers will spend an average of 3.4 days per week in the office going forward, down a full day from the 4.4 per week average in 2018, which that kind of surprises me. I thought we all worked, 80 hours a week. I guess that's not everybody. But anyway, while living near the office may not be as important in the future, it'll remain a key consideration for many renters. So I guess in that sense, it may help spur urban demand. I'm not so sure. I've read article after article about how office workers have moved to Montana or other far-flung outreaches because they like working remotely. And as one who's worked remotely quite a bit in my the most recent years of my career, I can see arguments for both. I like having an office. I miss not being to my office now in over 2 years. It's really hard to believe. And I will return to the office. I nothing against remote work. I'm very fortunate that I can make a living behind a keyboard. And to me, it doesn't matter where I'm at. As long as I've got a good internet connection, I'll be able to do my work, including, running my two multifamily properties in San Antonio. We operate effectively two boutique hotels along the Riverwalk there. And, thankfully I've got a business partner that's on the ground, but I handle, the marketing, promotion, listings on assorted of the online travel agent sites, etc. And by the way, any listener of the show, you're welcome to come if you'd like to have a trip to San Antonio in the best area, the King William Historic District or the Lavaca Historic District, or where our two properties are. It's like River Oaks and Montrose, only it's got a river running through it, a river walk, and you couldn't pin a better spot on the map in the city of San Antonio for these projects. But in any event, we do have a promo code we'll be happy to share with you. If anybody wants that, feel free to text me at 713-581-0195 or email me at info@npross.com. And same with anything else you'd like to ask me or, ask me. If you don't want to fill out the forms on our website, which is our strong preference, and that's what gets processed first, but you're always welcome to shoot me an email at, info@npross.com. The last thing I wanted to talk about just briefly, I started off the show mentioning that, if you want to invest in these assets, you probably need to unlock your savings in 401s and IRAs. And what I wanted to mention, I want to make sure, anyone listening to this show that might have an interest in investing in, real estate private partnership syndications understands that you, again, do not have to be old like I am, and you don't have to quit your job to access those funds. And while your HR department typically won't understand this, they will at some point if you choose to exercise this option. But as long as you're married, and I would add to that, happily married, and you live in the great state of Texas, you can access those funds. And it's a legal maneuver, very similar to a prenup agreement, prenuptial, but it's a postnuptial. It's after you've been married and you and your spouse can execute a declaratory judgment, which is nothing more than you agreeing this is what we want to do with specific assets, including your 401, and you are able to partition or repartition those assets over to the other spouse. And then you're able from there to roll it into what we specialize in, which is the 401 self-directed 401 trust, where now you're the trustee you're the administrator. You win all the votes when it comes to the allowable rules and contribution limits that your plan may impose on you at the office. Well, now you're going to win on all those votes. And at the same time, you control your money. You decide who, when, where, and how much to invest it with. And you pay zero tax to get that money rolled over, and you pay zero penalty. And then going forward, you pay zero tax as you exit. You invest in an apartment transaction, for instance, or an office building or a healthcare facility. When that property is sold by the partnership, we don't care if your K-1 has $10 million in gain on it or $10 million in loss. You don't pay tax if you're invested as a 401 trust. You only pay tax if and when you decide to take some money out of that that trust, and at that point you pay on that piece only. You're not paying it on the entire balance, just the piece you want to take out. You will pay the whatever tax bracket it lands you in, and you'll pay a penalty if you're less than 59.5, which is kind of where you're at right now, if that's the case. So again, but it's on only a small fraction. So when you hear folks that claim to be experts in real estate, and they very well may be, but when they kind of get out of their lane and they start talking about the best way to deploy your retirement money, and they suggest that it's far better to rip the Band-Aid off and get the government out of your life, etc., I'm going to hope you'll hearken back to this radio show and maybe remember who you can call, so that I can explain to you how devastating that strategy will be to your objective of achieving financial freedom. Yes, even the mentors, the radio shows, etc., that talk about how they're going to help you achieve financial freedom, they're going to stunt your growth right at the starting line if you go pay tax to the IRS before you've ever gotten started. And you know, if you look at the tax on $350,000 or so, which you can see on the BeAPlanner.com website, you will notice that the amount of tax on $350,000 is roughly $95,000. That's a lot of money to not invest at that moment that would generate returns for the next 30 years. And significantly to the tune of about $24 million that you will never see were you to instead invest that in a couple more transactions. In any event, we can pick up on this next week. And if you are interested in learning more about that strategy, by all means, shoot me an email at info@npross.com or go fill out our intake forms on our website. I've enjoyed the show once again. We'll be back same time, same station next Sunday. And thank you for listening.
Thanks for listening to Be a Planner Show with Nathan Ross, CPA. Be sure to tune in next Saturday at 5 for another edition of Be a Planner Show here on AM 700 KSEB.